recorded that. I didn't record the prayer, but this message is entitled The Power of Forgiveness. Will you yield to your Savior who has brought your life with his so very precious blood? He is seeking a humble people who are willing to forgive. Those who are not willing to forgive don't know the love of our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah. Are you still holding grudges against someone who has sinned against you? The power you so desperately seek is in forgiveness, brother. It's in forgiveness. The longer you hold the hatred, the guilt, and the pain, the longer you're in bondage. Yahshua delivered us from the bondage of sin. Why not release yourself through the power of forgiveness? The power of forgiveness is the love. Without love in our lives, we are lost. Many people are lost because they haven't forgiven those that have sinned against them. They are hurting themselves, not the people whom they are holding the grudges against. Now you think about it. The anxiety, the problems that are caused, and they are physical issues and problems that eat up people when they're holding grudges. You know, when you free yourself through the power of Yahweh's Holy Spirit, it's it up. See, because you got rid of some baggage. And that's what Seth wants. He wants you to carry that baggage. He wants you to carry that load. But Yahshua said that his burden was light. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. Satan the devil wants to devour you. He wants to take you away from Yahweh. That's what he did with Adam and Eve. He came between them and drove a wedge. He lied. Yes, he lied to Eve. But he also told her something is true. He told her that if she ate from that tree, her eyes would be open. She would have some knowledge that she didn't at that point possess. And see, it's so hard for us to understand that Yahweh wants to keep certain things from us. He didn't want us to know evil. And that's the knowledge of good and evil. There's a tree that she ate from. He didn't want his children to know the bad. We don't want our children to know bad. When we raise our kids up, we want them to know the good. We want them to have the best in life. Am I correct? The scripture says, you know, if your children ask you for something good, you want to give it to them. You're not going to give them a serpent or a stone. If they want bread, you give them bread. They want a toy, you give them a toy. You want to keep them happy. See, but what happens when they get into a situation where they are involved in something that is evil, that is negative, and you're the parent, just like Yahweh. You have to address it. How did Yahweh address it? They reap what they sow. Eve was going to have problems childbearing. It was going to be painful. Adam was going to have to work by the sweat of his brow before they could just pick the fruit. There was no hard work involved. So because of their sin, there was certain things that changed. But guess what? Yahweh still forgave them because he did not kill them. He didn't allow them to die right away for their sin. Because what did Satan say? Oh, you shall not surely die. See? Dying, you shall not die. But guess what? If they would have ate from the tree of life, they would have lived forever. They would have had eternal life. But they chose to eat from the tree of knowing good and evil because that's the direction Satan wanted them to go in. Now you think about it. He wants each and every one of us to go in another direction away from what Yahweh wants you to go. So what is he going to do? He's going to feed you with something. Well, I mean, what did Eve get excited about? Knowledge that she didn't have. But Yahweh knew she didn't need that knowledge. He knows what's best for each and every one of us. But one of the things that he did give them was forgiveness. Even after they sinned, he forgave. He didn't have to, but he did. Because he saw the promise in man, that first Adam, there was a purpose. The second Adam came along to go further than the first Adam. And that second Adam was Joshua the Messiah. And when Satan came and presented himself to Joshua, what did Joshua do? He quoted the scripture, the word of Yahweh. The scripture tells us to resist the devil and he will flee from you. But too many of us are entertaining Satan the devil. See, we're listening to his whispering in our ear. So-and-so did this or said that about you. And you know what? We don't need to worry about it. He said, she said. That stuff is beyond us. That's child play. What we have to teach our children and what we have to do is understand that the words can hurt. See? Sticks and stones may break your bones. The words, they say, will never hurt you. The words can hurt you. Yeah, they can. If you believe the negative. See? One of the things, if someone comes to me and tells me something negative about Tio, okay, I have two choices. I can believe it or tell them to go pack it. You know? I have the choice. And the scriptures teach me that I should choose. Lost my video for some reason. Oh, there we go. I can choose to do that which is right. We discussed this earlier where, you know, I was telling Devonian about some rumors that went on about me back in Bethel. You know, they started to talk about me running around town with other women and all this kind of stuff. And, of course, it was not true. And the people that were believing it, that were spreading it, I contacted the ones that I heard that were spreading it, and I asked them, I said, you know, where did you get this from? Did you see me doing any of this? Oh, no, I have it on good authority. I heard it from someone in a position of authority. And I told them that was a lie. So whoever told them lied to them. For them to take that lie and spread it was what? That's gossip. It's Lashon Hara, the evil tongue. See? But guess what? I had it within my ability to forgive those that were spreading the lies and the rumors because I knew what type of life I was living. So I chose to forgive them. Now, I confronted the ones that I heard that was spreading the lies, and let them know that they needed to stop because what they were telling people was not the truth. Okay? We need to make the proper choice each and every opportunity that Satan presents himself to us, and he will continue, as you'll see in the Word. Turn to Matthew chapter 6. We're going to start in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 1. It says, take heed that you do not your righteousness before men, to be seen of them, else you would have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. In other words, Yahweh is trying to get you to do the good deeds that you're doing in secret. Okay? When therefore you do alms, sound not a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the street, that they may have glory of men. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you do alms, let not your left hand know what your right hand does, that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret shall recompense you. And he's going to bless you. And you want that blessing from Yahweh, not from men. And if you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogue and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. That's the key. That's what they're looking for. They want to be seen of men. They want the praises of the people. Okay? We want the praise of Yahweh. That's who we're looking for these praises from. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. Because that's what they were looking for, see? But you, when you pray, enter into your inner chamber, and having shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret shall recompense you. He's going to bless you because you're going to him. You're not doing it for a show as the hypocrite. And in praying, use not vain repetition as the Gentiles do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not therefore like to them, for your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask. After this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father, Abba Yahweh, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. As in heaven, so on earth. Give us this day our daily bread. Yahweh is the one that provides for us, brother. And that's why we ask him to give us our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we have also have forgiven our debtors. See, if you want to be forgiven, you have to forgive. Okay? You can't say to someone that owes you money, shake them by the neck, I need that money. You owe me. When you owe thousands more to someone else. It's not pressuring you for the money. And forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And bring us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We want that deliverance, brother. We want Yahweh to deliver us from the evil one. And he's told us how to do it. If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But that's the key. We have to be willing to forgive others to receive forgiveness ourselves. Does everyone understand that? But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. But we want Yahweh to forgive us. Turn over to Psalm 32. Psalm 32, we're going to start in verse 1. It says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom Yahweh imputes not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones wasted away through my groaning all the day long. But day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My moisture was changed as with the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity did I not hide. I said I will confess my transgression to Yahweh. And that's who we have to confess him to. We don't have to confess him to me. You don't have to confess to one another. You confess your sins to Yahweh. Okay? and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Because Yahweh is the only one that can forgive you through Yahshua the Messiah. He can forgive each and every one of your sins. But remember, he's not going to forgive them if you're not forgiving. See, this is called the power. This message is entitled The Power of Forgiveness. It's important, brethren, that we recognize and understand what forgiveness truly means. That means that you have forgiven. You put it in the past and you let it go. You let it go because you want that forgiveness. See, all of us are sinners. Not one of us can stand before Yahweh and say, I'm great, I've done this, I've done that, because all of our righteousness is in filthy rags. Not one of us can come before Yahweh and say, we are better than someone else. It's only through the blood of Yahshua that we can stand before that throne. See, he shed his blood. He cleansed each and every one of our sins through his shed blood. Not because we were great, not because we had done anything great. See, what I said before in one of my other messages is that there's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do personally to make it to the kingdom. You have to choose, of course, to make that decision to accept Yahshua's sacrifice. And there you are. That's the difference. If you choose to do something else, you're going to be judged. But if you accept Yahshua's sacrifice, and when I say accept it, that means everything that goes along with it. You have to be willing to forgive others because you have been forgiven. See? His blood cleanses all of our sins. Not one of us is any better than anyone else. Our sins that we've committed have been forgiven when we enter into that covenant and we receive the baptism of Yahshua the Messiah. We receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We have to make that Holy Spirit grow within us by studying the Word, by walking that narrow pathway. When someone asks you of the hope that is within you, you have to be willing to witness Yahshua. He says in verse 5, I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity did I not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to Yahweh, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. And truly, Yahweh has. He's forgiven us. Those that have entered into the covenant through Yahshua's blood. For this, let everyone that is righteous pray to you in a time when you may be found. What's the definition of righteousness? Turn over to Deuteronomy. Keep your finger there. A lot of people believe in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25, it says, and it shall be righteousness to us if we observe to do all this commandment before Yahweh our Elohim as he has commanded us. That's the definition of righteousness. If we keep all of these commandments, what's the first commandment? To love Yahweh with all our heart. And the second one is to love our neighbor as ourselves. If we've done those two great commandments, then we're there. We're keeping the covenant. Now, there are many other commandments that fall in line with that. But those two great commandments, if you say that you love Yahweh and you keep not his commandments, are you actually keeping the covenant? No. If you say that you love your neighbor as yourself and your neighbor's hurting and they come to you and ask you for some food or they need money to help pay their light bill and you have it within, you got it in your pocket, you can do it, and you don't do it, are you showing love to that neighbor? See, a lot of people will say, well, you know, maybe they should have kept a better budget, should have done a little better accounting. You know, but you never know because you're not walking in that person's shoes whether they had a problem where they had to get the medicine or they had to help someone else that put them in a bad situation. See, but where we are is we can't judge everyone and our neighbors through our eyes. How do we judge? We judge righteous judgment. And to do that, this means to love your neighbor. And if you love your neighbor, that means you'll be there for them. You'll help them when they're in need. See? Because one day, we're going to be in need. And guess what? Yahweh's going to provide for us as we provide for those. The scripture's there where it says, so, you know, Master, when did we see you in need? When did we see you sick or in jail, in prison, or in the hospital? When did we, you know, do this? He said, when you did it to one of these, when you went and visited my brother who was in jail, when you went and visited my sister who was in the hospital. See, judge righteous judgment. It's up to us to show that love to one another. If we can't forgive, we're not going to be forgiven. If we aren't able to open ourselves up to share what blessings we have, and it doesn't matter if those blessings are spiritual. Yahweh has given you certain spiritual gifts. You need to share those spiritual gifts with those around you. Think about it. We're not doing this for ourselves. Okay? We're doing this for Almighty Yahweh and Yahshua the Messiah. He's the one that has raised each and every one of us up to do his will. Back in Psalm 32, it says, surely when the great waters overflow, they shall not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will preserve me from trouble. That word trouble is tribulation. See? Yahweh is going to preserve his people from tribulation. You will compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct you and teach you in the way in which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Yahweh keeps his eye on his people, just and the unjust, the righteous and the wicked. Be not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose trappings must be bit and bridle to hold them in. See? We have to be willing to accept the correction of Almighty God and his word. Else they would not come near to you. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusts in Yahweh, loving kindness shall compass him about. Be glad in Yahweh, rejoice, you righteous. And shout for joy, all you that are upright in heart. Now, those that are upright in heart, we're going to go over to Matthew 18. It's a passage that we're very familiar with. We go through Matthew 18 at least twice a year, before the Passover and before the Day of Atonement. We study this passage. And it's a passage that we should use on a daily basis. And we start here, it says, in Matthew 18, verse 15, and if your brother sins against you, go. Show him his fault between you and him alone. You don't bring the elders. You don't bring anybody else. You go to the brother or you go to the sister alone. And you talk one to another, and you solve the problem, okay? If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not hear you, take with you one or two more, that at the mouth of two witnesses or three, every word may be established. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the assembly, to the administration. And if he refuses to hear the assembly administration, also let him be to you as a Gentile and a publican, which is a sinner. Truly I say to you, whatever things you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever things you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree, shall agree on earth touching anything that they shall ask, if shall be done for them of my Father who is in heaven. But where two or three are gathered together in my name, this is in the name of Yahshua, there am I in the midst of them. Yahshua is telling you, he's going to be there as long as there's two or three that are come together. Now, verse 21. Then Peter came and said to him, Rabbi, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? How often? Until seven times? Yahshua says to him, I say not to you until seven times, but until 70 times seven. In other words, as long as they repent, you forgive. You know, a lot of people, well, you know, he just keeps doing the same thing over and over again. Well, he never learned. But if he comes to you and asks for forgiveness, we must grant that forgiveness. The power of forgiveness, brethren, is what's going to get us where we have to go. That's what's going to help us overcome this world and Satan the devil. The power of forgiveness. Leviticus chapter 4. Verse 13. Leviticus chapter 4, 13. And if the whole congregation of Israel errs, and the thing is hid from the eyes of the assembly, and they have done any of the things which Yahweh has commanded not to be done, and are guilty, when the sin in which they have sinned is known, then the assembly shall offer a young bullock for a sin offering, and bring it before the tent of meeting. And the elders of the congregation shall lay their hands upon the head of the bullock before Yahweh. And the bullock shall be killed before Yahweh. And the anointed priest shall bring of the blood and of the bullock to the tent of meeting. And the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle it seven times before Yahweh, before the veil. And he shall put the blood on the horns of the altar, which is before Yahweh, that is in the tent of meeting. And all the blood shall he pour out at the base of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the door of the tent of meeting. And all the fat of it shall he take off from it and burn it on the altar. Excuse me. In this manner shall he do with the bullock, as he did with the bullock of the sin offering, so shall he do with this. And the priest shall make atonement for them, and they shall be forgiven. And he shall carry forth the bullock outside the camp and burn it as he burnt the first bullock. It is the sin offering for the assembly. Verse 22, when a ruler sins and does through ignorance any one of all the things that Yahweh, his Elohim, has commanded not to be done, and is guilty, if his sin, in which he has sinned, is made known to him, he shall bring for tribulation a goat, a male without blemish, and he shall lay his hand on the head of the goat and kill it in the place where they kill the burnt offering before Yahweh. It is a sin offering. And the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of the burnt offering, and the blood of it shall he pour out at the base of the altar of the burnt offering. And all the fat of it shall he burn on the altar as the fat of the sacrifice of peace. And the priest shall make atonement for him as concerning his sin and he shall be forgiven. So the people are going to be forgiven as well as the ruler. Now, that's the whole congregation in verse 27. It says, and if any one of the common people sins through ignorance in doing any of the things which Yahweh has commanded not to be done, and is guilty, if his sin, which he has sinned, is made known to him, and he shall bring for his oblation a goat, a female without blemish, for his sin which he has sinned, and he shall lay his hand on the head of the sin offering and kill the sin offering in the place of the burnt offering. And the priest shall take up the blood of it with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of the burnt offering. And all the blood of it shall he pour out at the base of the altar. And all the fat of it shall he take away, as the fat is taken away from the sacrifice of the peace offering. And the priest shall burn it on the altar for a sweet savor to Yahweh. And the priest shall make atonement for him, and he shall be forgiven. You can read this last portion another time. But the key here is that everyone, when it comes to their knowledge that they have sinned, even though they've sinned in error, when it comes to their knowledge, they come to Yahweh and ask for forgiveness. It tells you right here, they were forgiven. They performed the oblation. They were forgiven. Today, we go to Yahshua. We ask in Yahshua's name, and we are forgiven. Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7. Starting in verse 44. Acts 7:44. Stephen speaking to the leaders of Israel. Our fathers had the tabernacle of the testimony in the wilderness. Even as he appointed, he spoke to Moses that he should make it according to the figure that he had seen, which also our fathers in their turn brought in with Yahshua when they entered on the possession of the nation, which is the Holy Land. But Elohim thrust out before the face of our fathers to the days of David, who found favor in the sight of Elohim and asked to find a habitation for the Elohim of Jacob, that Solomon built him a house. However, the Most High dwells not in houses made with hands, as says the prophet, "The heaven is my throne, and the earth the footstool of my feet. What manner of house will you build me, says Yahweh? But what is the place of my rest? Did not my hand make all these things? You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit." We don't want to be those people, brother. We do not want to be those people who resist the Holy Spirit. We want to accept what Yahshua has given and taught us. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did not your fathers persecute? And they killed them that showed before the coming of the righteous one. Of whom you have now become betrayers and murderers, you who received the law as it was ordained by angels and kept it not. Now when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of Yahweh and Yahshua standing on the right hand of Yahweh, and said, "Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of Yahweh. But they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed upon him with one accord, and they cast him out of the city and stoned him.
The host has joined the conference.
Yahweh saying, Sovereign, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Yahweh, lay not this sin to their children. He didn't want this sin, them killing them, to be added to their account. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. How many of us could, in the midst of being attacked, say to Yahweh, forgive them, Father, of this sin? See, we have to become like Yahshua. We have to learn how to forgive, brother. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Yahshua is our high priest, who has forgiven us and washed away our sins. Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verse 3. It said, Blessed be the El and Father of our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in the Messiah, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blemish before him in love. Remember I said, you have to love your neighbor. You have to love Yahweh as yourself, but you have to love your neighbor as well. Those are the two great commandments. In verse 5, having foreordained us to the adoption as three sons, through Yahshua the Messiah to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved, in whom we have our redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses. It's through the blood of Yahshua that we have this forgiveness, brethren. And it's only through his blood. According to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed him to a dispensation of the fullness of the time to sum up all things in the Messiah, the things in the heavens and the things upon the earth. In him, I say, in whom also we were made a heritage, having been foreordained according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his will, to the end that we should be to the praise of his glory, we who had before hope in the Messiah, in whom you also, having heard the word of truth, the good tidings of your salvation, in whom, having also believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest, the down payment of our inheritance, to the redemption of Yahweh's own possession, to the praise of his glory. Almighty Yahweh has redeemed a certain group of people. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, starting verse 9. It says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard, do not cease to pray and to make requests for you, that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, to walk worthily of Yahshua, to all pleasing, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of Yahweh." And this is what happens to us, brothers. We will increase in the knowledge of Yahweh as we learn the power to forgive. Strengthened with all power according to the might of his glory, to all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who delivered us out of the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have our redemption, the forgiveness of our sins, who is the image of the invisible Yahweh, the firstborn of all creation. For in him, or by him, were all things created, in the heavens and upon the earth, things visible and things invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things have been created through him and to him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the assembly, who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. In all things he might have the preeminence. So it's Yahshua, through his shed blood, that we have the forgiveness of sins. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4, verse 25. We'll read down to the verse 32. It says, "Therefore, putting away falsehood, speak ye truth, each one with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil." See, because if we entertain that, that's what we do. We give place to the devil. We can't allow these things to take us, to overcome us. We have to be willing to forgive. Let him, the soul, feel no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing that is good, that he may have something to give to him that has a need. Let no corrupt speech proceed out of your mouth, but such as is good for edifying, as the need may be, that it may give grace to them that hear. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of Yahweh, in which you were sealed to the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and railing be put away from you in all mouths, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, even as Yahweh also in the Messiah forgave you." Yahweh forgave each and every one of us. It's up to us to be able to do the same, to our brethren. Because if we can't forgive our brethren, we're not going to be forgiven. Turn over to Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23. We're going to start in verse 26. As we prepare for the Passover memorial, brethren, we need to think on these things. We need to understand that we have to walk in the footsteps of Yahshua the Messiah. In verse 26 of Luke chapter 23, it says, "And when they had led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon of Cyrene, coming from the country, and laid on him the torture stick to bear it after Yahshua. And there followed him a great multitude of the people and of women who mourned and lamented him. But Yahshua, turning to them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the womb that never bare, and the breast that never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in the green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there were also two others, malefactors, led with him to be put to death. And when they came to the place which is called the skull, there they impaled him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And Yahshua said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And parting his garments among them, they cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also scoffed at him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if this is the Messiah of Elohim, his chosen. They really put themselves in a bad position. The Holy One of Israel had just said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And yet they were going to scoff at him. They were going to ridicule him, the one that shed his blood for each and every one of their sins. Brethren, we have a very short time before the end, a very short time before Yahshua is manifested. Turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Paul forgave, just like Yahshua forgave. He followed the footsteps of his Savior. And 2 Timothy 4:14, it says, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. Yahweh will render to him according to his work. Of whom do you also beware? For he greatly withstood our words. And you can read about that in Acts 19, about Alexander the coppersmith. It says, At my first defense, no one took my part, but all forsook me. May it not be laid to their account. Even Paul forgave those that forsook him. But the Master stood by me and strengthened me, that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, so that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Talking about the Jewish people. Yahshua will deliver me from every evil work and will save me to his heavenly kingdom, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Brethren, the power of forgiveness is great. Turn to Psalm 130. Psalm 130. out of the depths have I cried to you, O Yahweh. Yahweh, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If you, Yah, should mark iniquities, O Yahweh, who could stand? The answer is no one. None of us could be able to stand. But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for Yahweh. My soul does wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waits for Yahweh more than watchmen wait for the morning. Yes, more than watchmen for the morning. O Israel, hope in Yahweh, for with Yahweh there is loving kindness, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all his iniquity. That word redeem is forgive. It's to restore. And Yahweh is restoring his people in these last days. Each one of us has been forgiven, brethren. This is why we have to have that covenant of Joshua. We have to accept that blood. We have to be baptized in Yahshua's name and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, brethren. It's imperative for us to be a part of the kingdom. For our closing passage, turn with me to Psalm 103. It's the Psalm of David. He says, bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. There are benefits to serving Yahweh, who forgives all your iniquities, all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your desire with good things. So that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Yahweh executes righteous acts and judgments for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his doings to the children of Israel. Yahweh is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sin, nor rewarded us after our iniquities. If Yahweh rewarded us after our iniquities, not one of us would be here today. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pities his children, so Yahweh pities them that fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place of it shall know it no more. But the loving kindness of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his precepts to do them. Yahweh has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless Yahweh, you his angels, that are mighty in strength, that fulfill his word, listening to the voice of his word. Bless Yahweh, all you his hosts, you ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless Yahweh, all you his work, in all places of his dominion. Bless Yahweh, O my soul. The power of forgiveness, brethren, is what Yahweh has given each one of us. He's removed our iniquity, as it says in the scriptures, as far as the east is from the west. Almighty Yahweh has given us the opportunity to be a part of his kingdom in these last days. All we have to do, if you're not baptized, you need to get baptized. You need to receive the gift of Yahweh's Holy Spirit. And if you have fallen before Yahweh, you need to repent so that you can be restored into his fold. So Yahweh will forgive each and every one of your sins. Almighty Yahweh is looking for a people who are using this power of forgiveness to draw them closer to him so that they would be a part of the kingdom in these last days. May Almighty Yahweh bless each and every one of you as you continually come before him seeking his honor and his praise. We want our praise from Yahweh. We don't want it from men. Our praise he inhabits. We praise Yahweh. He inhabits the praises of Israel. But he also has given us the power to forgive. May Almighty Yahweh bless each and every one of you as you seek to do his will. At this time, I'd like to ask Brother Teal if he would come and close with a word of prayer.
Would I give me a closing prayer? Gracious Father, we humbly bow before you on this beautiful Sabbath day. A peaceful day, with joy, we come here with brethren to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you for your presence being here so that we can hear your voice speaking within truth, your mind saving. We thank you for your word, Father, for we are not to live by bread only, but by every word that comes from the mouth of Yahweh, even through Yahshua the Messiah. For life and health and strength, we have so much to give you praise for. For the blessing that we receive, for the forgiveness of our sins, for calling, for removing us from darkness into light, and for having us here today, even on this Sabbath, Father, that we can learn more of you and Yahshua the Messiah, that we can learn and be reminded that we are to forgive others just as we are forgiven from time to time. We pray that your grace may be extended unto us each day, so that we, Father Yahweh, may experience forgiveness from you, to do your will. And we know that that power has been given, as we learn today, again from your word to us, that we are able to forgive others, Father, when they have repented of their shortcomings. And we pray that we may also remember that we have the power of prayer, that we can pray to you, Father Yahweh, and ask for goodness and ask for your blessing upon us. Help us to do your will. Help us to be like Yahshua in all aspects of our lives, to follow him all the way, for he's our leader and our king, and he will never lead us astray. So he has taught us that men will lead us astray, and many will come even in his name in these last times. But we believe, Father Yahweh, that he will take us where he is, even close to you. This is where we desire to be. And so we pray that we may continue on this narrow way, striving to do what is right and pleasing in your sight. That the love that we have for you may grow for Yahshua, for your word, and also for each other, judging of life, precious feet, and all mankind. For we are called to be a loving and kind and forgiving people. Help us where we have fallen short to do better, even in this coming year. Cause us to see the new curtain that is coming to verify the new year and the new month of Abel. So I will joyfully sanctify that and look forward to the partisan days of another day. Bless our dear minister who has spoken your word, Father Yahweh, who will continue to pull up the torch and keep the fire burning, so to speak. We ask that you may be with him, that you may continue to encourage him and strengthen him, send him help, Father Yahweh, wherever he goes, that he may be encouraged and that he may continue to do the work that He has been called to do. Make us to do our part wherever we are, and spreading the good news, the message of the kingdom of the heavens, and following the command of Yeshua the Messiah, and living a life free from sin, so that we may endure and begin. Bless our children, bless everyone that has come here today to worship you. We accept our prayer and our praise, and continue to lead us and direct us and keep us. We love you, and we thank you, and we praise you for all things. And we do offer this prayer in the wonderful name of your Son, our Jesus, and soon coming King, Yeshua the Messiah, and we say, hallelujah.